Now, last week, I went on and on and on about deliberately ignored medical research, even when put under people's noses at the New England Journal of Medicine, AMA Journal, which reported a safe, rapidly effective cure for nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. There's also a whole bunch of ignored research about preventing disease. And here's one you've heard before, but if you haven't considered this for your household, hey, listen up again. You've heard before. Can you imagine reducing deaths and from stroke and heart disease by 60%, that's 60%, throughout an entire country? It's a public health dream, but our public health, quote, authorities, unquote, whether local, state, or federal, never, ever mention this. You may have heard about it before, and as I say, if you're not using it at home, think about it again. And it's absolutely for real. So where did this remarkable decrease in deaths from heart attack and stroke occur? Let's see. Botswana? Kyrgyzstan? Some other obscure third world country? Nope. It happened in an industrialized European country, Finland. So why hasn't this amazing public health feat been publicized? Well, you know, if I had to guess, I'd say it's because the amazing improvement had very little to do with any sort of patent medication. And by the way, it never will either. In fact, 85 to 90% of this dramatic reduction in deaths was reported by researchers to be due entirely. Did he say entirely? Yes. 85 to 90% was due entirely to simple diet changes. Reduction of saturated-unsaturated fat ratio. In English, I think, more unsaturated fats. And according to the research report, a nationwide, quote, replacement of common salt, and common salt is sodium chloride salt, by a novel sodium-reduced potassium, magnesium, and L-lysine-enriched salt, used both in home kitchens and throughout the food industry in Finland. Close quote. Quoting again from this research report, adherence to antihypertensive drug therapy has been quite good. However, the drug treatment does not seem to account for more than 5 to 6% of the observed fall of blood pressure and 10 to 15% of the decrease in deaths from strokes and ischemic heart disease. Close quote again. And my remark is, yeah, that leaves 85 to 90% due to the diet changes and the salt. What's this salt? Diet changes? Yeah, more unsaturated fat. I think we all know what that means. The report went on to note that during the same time period, now here's the fun part, there were, quote, marked increases in intake of alcohol, obesity among men, and smoking among women have been observed. Wow! Male obesity, female smoking, and alcohol intake all increased to a marked degree, that is, but the death rate from heart disease and stroke still declined by 60%. Oy, oy, oy. And only 10 to 15% of that overall decline could be attributed in any way to patent medicines, which is what we all ought to call drugs, because that's what they are, patent medicines. Got to have a patent on them. Can't get them approved without that. Of course, it cost you $2.6 billion to get them approved, according to the Tufts Center for the Study of Drug Development. So no wonder healthcare is so blinking expensive. $2.6 billion per patent medicine. Sheesh. Now, if that situation were reversed and patent medications were responsible for such a positive change, you can bet you'd be overrun with publicity about how they save lives. So maybe the lack of attention this breakthrough received, yep, more ignored research, means that it was a fluke? Uh-uh. After all, the study was published in 1996. The situation must have changed for the worse again, and that's why we haven't heard about it, right? Where I'm very happy to tell you that that wasn't the case. Not only did the decrease in the death rate from stroke and heart disease to continue, the situation got even better. According to a follow-up study published in 2006, now get this, folks, there was by then a 75 to 80% decrease in both stroke and coronary heart disease mortality in Finland. 75 to 80%. Whoa! That's even better than 60%. Yeah, I know I can do math occasionally. I'm not very good at it, but I know that 75 to 80% is better than 60%. And that was in 2006. And by 2006, there was an increase in life expectancy. This is according to the report by the professors from the university in Finland. There was an increase in life expectancy of both male and female Finnish citizens of 6 to 7 years. No kidding. All this from simple dietary changes and change in the salt. Of course, that's just Finland. And it's true that this remarkable approach hasn't been researched anywhere else. Ah, but here's controlled studies, two of them, from Taiwan and Australia, which have noted similar improvements. In the Taiwanese studies, the researchers examined the effects of just potassium chloride salt on cardiovascular disease mortality and medical expenditures in elderly veterans. Five kitchens of a veteran's retiring home serving nearly 2,000 veterans were randomized into two groups, one using potassium-enriched salt, the other using regular sodium chloride salt. After 31 months, and hey, that's not even 3 years, there was a significant reduction in cardiovascular disease mortality in the potassium-added salt group. Shee! The people in this group also spent significantly less for inpatient care for cardiovascular disease than people in the regular salt group. Regular salt may be good for a few things, but not so much for the health, especially when there's these alternatives. Potassium salt, potassium magnesium salt, my goodness. Okay, the researchers concluded the effect was likely due to a major increase in potassium, and a moderate reduction in sodium intake. Now, in the Australian study, we've gone from Finland, to Taiwan, to Australia, researchers looked at another aspect of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, and the influence of the sodium to potassium ratio. The researchers reported that reducing sodium intake and following a potassium-rich diet significantly increased blood pressure. The systolic, to be specific, the upper number, the higher number. Harvard Medical School researchers have reported that urinary sodium-potassium ratios have predictive value. By the way, that's why we include it with every 24 urine hormone test done for people who are taking BHRT, both men and women. We do the sodium potassium ratio because it predicts cardiovascular disease. Here's what the Harvard folks wrote, though. A higher sodium to potassium excretion ratio is associated with increased risk of subsequent cardiovascular disease. That's a direct quote. They also noted that the ratio of the nutrients is a stronger prediction than either one on their own. But there are a few elements that the Finnish studies included that other studies left out. Yeah, the magnesium, the lysine. And you can't talk about the dramatic decrease in cardiovascular and stroke deaths without looking at all the potential factors involved. In the Finnish research, the special salt they investigated was used nationwide, even by the local McDonald's. Yeah, they got them in Finland. And this particular sodium-reduced salt had been enriched not only with potassium, but also with magnesium and L-lysine. By now, even conventional medicine agrees that magnesium is a principal mineral, if not the number one mineral, for preventing cardiovascular diseases. So why not put it in the blinking salt so you just use it regularly and don't have to swallow pills? That's my remark, of course. According to a review, quote, magnesium plays a role in a number of chronic disease-related conditions. This review article reviewed the scientific literature on magnesium and concluded it plays a major role in regulating blood pressure. The authors of that review also noted that increased magnesium intake increased magnesium intake may improve serum lipid profiles. Dietary magnesium is also recommended to aid in the prevention of stroke. And what about that L-lysine in that novel salt used in Finland? Some of you may recall that, along with vitamin C and proline, L-lysine was and is part of Linus Pauling's treatment for prevention and even reversal of cardiovascular disease. Unfortunately, though there's plenty of anecdotal evidence of its effectiveness, there are no rigorously controlled trials of Pauling's cardiovascular therapy. But the good news is L-lysine is an essential amino acid and harmless except in enormous amounts. Well, after I read that study in 2006, the one that reported a 75 to 80% decrease in both stroke and coronary heart disease mortality in Finland due to two things, increasing the unsaturated fats and using this special enriched salt. And it never made it to these United States. Oh, yes, it was available in the Philippines, by the way. I contacted a Seattle area company named Ayush Botanicals over in Mercer Island. asking them to consider introducing the same salt here in these United States. They did. Unfortunately, because of suppression of free speech about science by the public servants at the FDA, our attorney said it couldn't be called what it was research proven to be good for. Longevity salt? That's out. Heart health salt? Can't call it that either. Antihypertension salt? Reduce heart attack and stroke salt? Nope. Fewer cardiovascular deaths salt? No, you can't say that. That's telling people what they can do with this stuff. That's illegal, say the public servants at FDA. Oh, unless you pay us, of course, what is it now, all those billions of dollars for approval? Then we'll let you say it. Interesting how free speech works. Okay. So, they named it Right Salt after me. Now, I don't think that's right. I don't think we should name stuff after folks until we're not here anymore. Yeah. But that's what it's named, even though the product wasn't invented by me. As you know, I'm very much in favor of copying anything that's safe, natural, and most importantly, effective. And this is. What could be better than a 75 to 80% decrease in both stroke and coronary heart disease mortality and an increase in life expectancy in both men and women of 6 to 7 years? That's a quote now from the study. Increase in life expectancy of both men and women of 6 to 7 years? Wow. Right Salt is available through Tahoma Clinic Dispensary in Tukwila at all those W's and TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 888-893-6878, 888-893-6878. And it's also available at Marlene's Market and Deli in Federal Way and in Tacoma. And I think that's about all the places it's available. And to repeat, I am associated with this product. And I'm proud to add another harmless, except in enormous quantities, natural product that can make a very significant difference to your health, your family's health, and the health of everyone in these United States. Especially a research-proven product that you can sprinkle on whatever you're eating, too. Yeah. No pills. Just sprinkle it on what you eat.